to directly communicate with Facebook?
Yeah.
Totally, so, they did too, and they weren't able to do anything.
Okay. So my director, John, he knows a little bit more about those Facebook listings than I do. Let me grab him. And he also knows about, like, he would probably know about Apex. Let me grab him to help me. Hang on here.
Okay.
Thank you for holding. Is this Zachary?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Zachary. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Not too bad. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's been a busy day, but a good problem to have nonetheless.
yeah.
I understand that you were speaking with Tara. She wanted me to go over some pricing, but said you had some questions for me.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we were just talking about, like, you know, the whole advertisement ordeal, and I brought up Facebook, and, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She said she was going to give me some pricing on what you guys offer, because I essentially already have a company doing what you guys are offering for me.
Oh, that's interesting. And it's not working?
It doesn't seem to be. I haven't noticed. I haven't noticed a change, really, since I've been using them. No.
Well, then I'll tell you right then and there, they're not offering to do the same thing that we do.
Yeah.
We don't do nothing. So.
Well, I mean, they send me reports of what they've done, and, you know, they put me out on Yelp and, you know, other websites and stuff like that, but I just haven't. They guaranteed me an influx of phone calls by signing up, and that did not happen at all.
That's a red flag. Yeah, the Google partners aren't allowed to guarantee you anything unless you're actually doing the Google Guarantee campaign. So any Google partner that's doing a local listing or SEO is, like, forbidden from guaranteeing you something from it. We have no control over that, you know? The people are out there searching and making their own decision and calling who they want to call. How are they going to guarantee anything? It's crazy.
Well, right, exactly.
Yeah, that sounds a little wild. So, you know, to be honest, if they do have access to your Google business profile, you would have to cancel them before you'd be able to come on board with our services. You can only have one person that's managing your Google business profile for your company at a time, aside from you.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
So, are you planning on leaving them?
No, I mean, I don't know. I've been letting it ride, hoping that this year I would see something different. I mean, I have started to get some. Five, 6 months.
Wow. Okay. You know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting different results.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I wouldn't deny that I am a little bit insane.
I don't know you like that, but I'd say so too. 5 or 6 months, and then you're still trying to ride it out. It's, you know, in my world, it's like you hire quick, you fire quick. You know, if they don't do what they're supposed to do, we get them out of here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you know, our services are month to month. We won't ask you to sign anything long term. As far as pricing, you know, just to shoot you straight on it, the lowest rate that I could bring you on, or at least starting out, would be $249 month to month.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's within your realm. In that, we would allot $100 towards Facebook ads. The rest would go towards the local SEO and Google Places placement.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm at $299 right now, so.
Yeah. $299, but not seeing the results. So $50 cheaper, and you now have a clean slate with a new Google partner that'll actually get you some results. And obviously, if they don't, it's month to month. You wind up leaving us, but, you know, we're going to do everything in our power to get you to come back each month. That's our business model. It's how we've been operating for 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So,
well,
I mean, if I can approve that, is that something you'd consider? I mean, again, you do have to leave those guys.
I would consider it. I mean, I'm already. I mean, I've been dragging my feet with them because they're essentially doing something for me. And like I was telling Tara, I don't do computers.
Oh, gotcha. Well, then, yeah. Then
I just don't. I spend no time on computers. I don't even like to post on Facebook.
Well, we do that for you, and we run the ads for you. I mean, we do all the legwork, but you do have to answer the phone when they call in and then obviously try to get good reviews, you know. It's not going to help us help you.
Right.
You got a one-star, you know, but you could do those two things.
Right. Yeah, and I have struggled a little bit in that department. Not that I don't get good reviews. I've never had an unsatisfied customer. It's just that every time I do my jobs and then I ask them to leave me reviews and they're like, oh yeah, we absolutely will. And then they don't.
Yeah, we have a way of going around that. We notice that when you ask people, they don't really do it. So in our tracking system, it comes in the form of a downloadable app. You know, you can just go on there, plug in their number, and it sends them a live link to your Google Business profile asking about the experience and to leave a star rating. And we usually have better results with that. Mm-hmm. You know, you're like wrapping up the job, you just shoot them the text. It's a lot easier for them because they're already logged into their email. Google has a lot of like loops mm-hmm. they got to jump through. If they're not already like on their mobile device logged into their email, then they got to go look you up, find your Google Business profile, mm-hmm. write the review, sign into their email address, then hit submit. And then usually they just go F it for lack of better words.
Right.
When you send them the text message, it's already hooked up to your Google Business profile. So they can literally just tap the star rating, write the review, hit submit, and they're already logged into their email on their mobile device, especially if they have an iPhone, Android, or Google Pixel phone. So. You know, that usually yields better results, and that's how we help our guys get their reviews.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's just another little tool. It's crazy because that's a lot of value to you, but for us, that's just another feature. You know, the major benefit in all this is really the first page placement. You know, without being on that first page, anything that other company's doing for you is kind of redundant. 90% of the traffic is coming from the first page of Google. I mean, Facebook's only going to make up maybe 8 to 10%.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, you gave me the pricing and stuff, but you, like you said, I would have to cancel the other people first.
Well, not necessarily first, but I just want you to know that if we get access to your Google Business profile, which we can do, it's going to kick them. So there's no point in continuing to pay them at that point. It's more so what I'm saying. I don't want to sign you up without you knowing that, and then you're still paying them or continuing to give them a shot, as you said, you know, because then there's really not going to be anything they could do for you once we get into it.
Mm-hmm.
That'll kick them out.
I guess so.
So, you want to give it a shot?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
You'll love it, I'm telling you, but I just want to make sure we address those things and don't leave them on the back burner. Then all of a sudden you got a $300 bill next month from those guys and they're not even...
No, I was supposed to have a meeting with them this morning, but I ended up being busy, so we canceled it. But I will talk to them tomorrow. Yeah. And
5 or 6 months is more than enough time to show you some return, you know? If you gave me five or 6 months and you weren't seeing a good return, I would expect to be fired, so... I think they'll probably expect it.
Right.
All right. Yeah. So I'm gonna create your GBP. I know you already have one. We're gonna resubmit the profile to Google on our own end, just in case there's any changes. I don't want to have to, you know, try to figure out where they went wrong. I'd rather just get in there and then do everything thoroughly from top to bottom. So I just want to verify some basic mm-hmm. information. Mm-hmm. What's your last name, Zach? Zachary. Sorry.
Tagstrom?
H-A-G-G. Oh,
H-A-G-G.
Mm-hmm.
S-T-R-O-M.
Okay.
Yep.
For some reason, I thought you said T, like Tagstrom. Okay. And then what's your business email address? I'm going to send you everything in writing as well as the invoice receipt.
It's stormstrongfence@gmail.com.
Okay, and then how do you want your hours of operation listed?
7 to 4. 7 to 4. Monday to Friday.
And then I'm trying to see if they had a address PIN verified for you. Did you ever complete your PIN verification process with that SEO company?
And what's exactly that?
They send you like the postcard in the mail. It's like you could request it yourself through the back end of your Google Business profile, but you got to do it in order to like verify your business. So they should have sent like a postcard that says Google on it, and then there's a little five-digit number on the back that you're supposed to input into your Google business profile.
That's not ringing a bell.
Well, that explains a lot. That's why you don't have anything. Okay. Is the 40 Woodlands Drive a good address for you to receive mail?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. All right. And I'm going to send you your form for a Google verification now. Give me one second. Yeah, that's crazy that you never got even PIN verified. My goodness. I mean, I don't know if they
did something through email.
No. There's a physical one, but there's also a form you have to fill out. But the physical one, I mean, it's the most important. If you don't have that, then you're not going to get posted. You know, they have to verify that you are where you say you are, you know. Even if we hide your address, that's fine. But you have to receive that PIN. It's kind of how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where you are. And then you'll send in, like, your license and insurance with the paper that I just sent over to you. I emailed it and texted it to you. And you fill that out. Okay. And then the badge lets your potential customers know that you're verified business. You know, they can hire you right there.
Yeah.
That's a lot of the reason why people are comfortable.
Interesting that's happened is the unsolicited, you know, like people that just find me on the internet by searching, I've gotten more calls from south of Boston. And they're like, oh, I just searched you online and you popped up. So then I just like a week ago called Apex and said, you know, what's going on? Because like, I'm not getting calls in my area. I'm getting calls, you know, an hour and a half away.
Yeah.
And then they said that my area was, you know, programmed for where I am in Epping. But it's weird that I keep getting calls far away that are the people that are finding me on Google.
Yeah. That's very strange.
And then when I went on Google Maps and type in my business name on my phone, it comes up that I'm in Maine.
Oh. Here, let me pull it up.
Right.
That's a big part of your Google verification, though, you know? They never did your Google verification or completed it. And I know they couldn't have completed it if you're not familiar. Like, you wouldn't forget getting that Google PIN in the mail. Like, it says Google right on it. It has your business name.
Mm-hmm.
I found it. Okay. Yeah, there's 8 Google reviews for you. There's no address listed, so it actually doesn't say specifically where the address is, but it doesn't say that there's a badge with a check mark that you're Google verified, so... And then I see the service area, though. They did put a huge, like, they drew up, like, a general area that you're willing to service. And it does have Boston in there.
Right, it does, because I will go that far. I thought it was funny that those are the people calling me more so than anywhere around me.
And locally. Yeah, well,
I mean,
if you type in fencing contractor, even just in Epping, you know, you're getting other people. Okay. Let me see. Yeah, you're getting Lincoln fencing. Okay. Yeah, it's easy fix. I mean, what we won't do, though, is I don't want to have your city, state, and zip hidden. Like, we'll just hide the 40 Woodlands Drive, but leave the city, state, and zip visible. And that way they know.
Right.
I think that'll help. But with Google Places, it's not like local SEO that they're doing for you. Local SEO is kind of hit or miss. Like, you show for some keywords, not others. You show in some areas, not others, you know. Google Places is a lot more stable, and they don't rotate, you know. So I'm really confident the person that you were working with, like, I don't know the name of that company, but I know for sure they're not a Google partner.
Apex.
Because they Apex, yeah, because they Google, are they guaranteed you a certain amount of clients? That's a big no.
Well, they just sold me on the fact because I was dragging my feet signing up in the beginning.
Because
I wasn't really in need of assistance. I was fully busy all year.
Right.
But
marketing group.
He just was like, oh, you know, you're gonna get so many phone calls, you know, a month by, you know, using this service, blah, blah, blah. It's not necessarily guaranteed, but he was just saying,
yeah,
you know, that
and
he just gave me a sales pitch.
Yeah, consistently showing up, though, you would see results, but a lot of that's dependent on the results that they're able to deliver, you know? So it's like, oh, the possibility, right. If we do our job perfectly, you know, there's a possibility that you can't get this many clients. Like, okay, you know, you could say that, but that's a possibility, and they're not actually, you know, able to ensure right. that you're even going to show up consistently, let alone guarantee anything if they're doing SEO, so... the PIN verification letter will be sent to the 40 Woodlands Drive. I already have that set. I sent you the form for the Google verification. Can you pull that up just so I can kind of give you a little rundown on what this looks like?
Yeah, give me a second.
Okay.
Did you send it in the email or in the text?
Both. Yeah, you should have a text there, too. It'll say, like, Zachary, to get your Google business profile verified, Google may require additional information to proceed further. And then it'll have a link in there.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yep. Click on that link.
I just typed in my email and my name.
No, that's at the top. Yeah, if you keep scrolling down, there's more stuff that you got to add to it.
Yeah, upload all the pictures and stuff like that.
Yep. Yeah, you fill it out. And then you want to make sure that the last box, you leave that available. It says sometimes Google can't verify you if you don't have enough information in this form. So the only remaining option will be a live video call with the Google representative. And it asks if you're open to that option. So make sure you check yes on that. And then fill it out as much as you can over the weekend. And then, you know, on Monday or Tuesday, depending on what's good for you to do the client interview, we'll go over that and get you verified. Once you're verified, you'll never have to do that again. So even if you leave our services later, you'll still show as a Google verified business.
So I did all this stuff before, this is verification stuff, but with
you
Google,
have.
I did it on my own.
Yeah, you should have. That's usually the first step before you can even go into the back end of your Google business profile and do the optimization. The problem that I'm seeing is that your Google business profile doesn't say it's verified online. So I don't know where you guys might have went wrong until I get in there. Like, I don't know what steps missing, what was wrong. So that's why I'm having you, like, hey, resubmit this. Instead of us trying to get in there and figure out what went wrong and fix it, you know, we could just make sure and be thorough that nothing's missing now. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. When when I clicked on this link that you sent me, it says right at the top, you know, my other email, zhagstrom44@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And it's asking you to switch account. I don't know why that automatically went to that. Maybe that's just
because
on my end.
Because you're on your device. So your device kind of automatically will implement what you use for your phone. That's why I was saying it's really easy to gather reviews from your customers because they're already logged into their devices. So they don't have to go log into their email and then submit your review. That's usually where you end up losing mm-hmm. them. When you're on your device, you're automatically logged into an email. Like your iCloud is already hooked up to a certain email address or your Apple ID if you have an iPhone. So it's going to plug that. It's going to plug that in. Yeah. But we'll know it's you, Zach. Like if you plug in your email and your name on there and you fill out the form and you submit it, we'll know it's you. It's okay. It just kind of puts that up there if you want to like switch accounts for like future correspondence. Then you could do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep, but you should actually have this actual link in the stormstrongfence@gmail.com also. I sent it there as well. So.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to check my email right now.
Yeah, I think it's just because you pulled it up through the text messages, and then that's the email that you're
I got the email.
Okay. All right, perfect. And then we have 24/7 customer service, too. You'll find that number at the bottom of the emails and text messages that you get moving forward. Okay.
So I just need to fill this all out, get it back to you, and then what happens from there?
We send out the PIN today and then the client interview. The client interview is usually about 30 to 40 minutes. I could actually get you into one here in about 35 minutes, if that works for you.
I'm going to be busy shortly. I'd probably push till like Monday.
Okay. Yeah, Monday I could do any time between 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard.
What's going on Monday? Just regular day for everybody? Yeah.
That's fine. I can do any time in the morning.
Okay. 10 a.m.?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation. I'll text you 1 hour before the appointment, too, just in case, you know, it slips your mind over the weekend.
Sure. Sure.
Okay. All right. Let me just input this. Yeah. Sorry about your experience with that other company, man. If I could give you that money back, I totally would, but I can help you make it back.
Yeah.
Just make sure you get them out of your hair sooner rather than later.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll talk to them on Monday morning as well.
Okay. All right, save. All right, so I got the client interview scheduled. Business profile, good. All right, and then, oh, wait a minute. Where is your .com? Here it is. I got to hyperlink your site here. I got to make sure we have permissions on this. You're comfortable with your site as it is?
I mean, I guess I wouldn't be opposed to upgrades or changes, but.
I can upgrade you to what's called our My Site layout. That's no extra cost to you, but we would need access to the domain. Do you own this domain name?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so do this. Then I'll send you a couple of the My Site layouts here, demo. Then over the weekend, if you pick one, and then during the client interview, you could tell them, hey, this is the layout I wanted to go with. And then we'll fully customize it. So we'll get the general layout done, and then any changes you want to make to it, it's part of the service. We'll provide hosting.
Okay.
I'm just trying to find the link to send you for the dang demo. Okay, come on. My site. It should be here in the M's. There it is. My site general demonstrations. Okay, there you go. Boom. And also send over this email address. You guys can send in photos if you want to add more photos than what you already have on the site or to the Google Business Profile.
I was going to generate a bunch of new photos in there shortly.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, if you send them to that email, photos@localsplash.com, we already have your number and email on file. So we'll know it's you, and then we can go ahead and upload those accordingly. Like I said, we'll try to make your life easy so you don't have to hop on a computer often. It could just be like, hey, I sent in some photos. Can you guys add that to Google, Facebook, my website? And then they just go in there and do it. You say allow 24 hours, and we knock it out. All right. So I have everything set up, client interview set up for Monday morning. In terms of securing your first month's payment of the $249, how did you want to do that?
With a card.
Okay, is it going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
It's the business name.
The business name.
Okay, so Storm Strong Fence LLC. All right, and is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending the PIN verification letter?
What was that?
What was that?
Is the billing address for the card the same as the street address that we're sending the Google PIN verification letter?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'm ready for you, Zach.
I'm not ready, so hang on.
Okay. Sound like you're getting up off the couch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear little ones in the background, too. It sounds like my house.
Yeah.
Sound like girls instead of boys.
They just get home, and I got three boys. Two of them just got home from school, and all they do is pick on each other.
I have two boys. Yeah, I know. I know how that is. They're 3 years apart, and they're just kind of like...
Same here. But, I have three. They're all 3 years apart.
Oh, wow. Yeah, God knew what he was doing, though, because my youngest, he's a lot more stocky. So, big brother can't really beat him up.
yeah. All right. It's 4343.
1400. 1400.
0024.
7009. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
126.
126, and then there should be a small three-digit code on the back.
Yep, 668.
668, okay. And then I'm going to walk you through voice verification. If I say anything you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as a business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Storm Strong Fence.
LLC, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and can you please state your name and title within the company?
Zachary Hagstrom, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, on the month-to-month basis, correct?
Right, yeah, I'm going to go over that right now. I just want to make sure. And then you are an authorized user on the billing of this account that you provided, correct?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your clients within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yeah.
Okay. You already disclosed Apex to us. You shouldn't need anything else after this, to be honest, but if you're going to add something, just double check that they're not duplicating any listings, or I don't want you paying for something we're already doing for you. So try to be mindful of
okay.
that. And it says the initial term of your service agreement
is
1 month.
I don't think they make any listings for me.
Well, you said they created your Yelp, right?
They did do that. So I don't know if that's
yeah.
what you mean. But they
so we know what you currently have. Like, we're not going to go in and duplicate anything, and we could kick them from the Google business profile. Right? So we're not going to go duplicate those listings, but we're going to fill the holes and make sure you have all necessary listings for, like, not just Google Places, but for your local SEO stuff. And then, you know, we just don't want you to duplicate any of them, or if you sign up for another company and then they kick us out of the Google business profile, like I was explaining to you, that happens if you do add another one. So you really don't want to add another one, but if you do, you know, let us know so we can make sure that you're not, like, spending money on something that you already have or duplicating anything. You don't want to have two Google business
mm-hmm.
profiles, and maybe the other business profile doesn't have the same phone number. Google will just suspend all of your listings because it's like, okay, it doesn't match up. They can't verify that the information they're giving the public is real or not. So, like, just
right.
Yeah, try to communicate and stay on the same page. Don't add anything unless you know for sure it's not, like, a duplicate or something that you already have. And it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month, okay? You're not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is February 16th of 2024. I have you on a discounted pricing structure of $249. It says you may discontinue or cancel the agreement at any time. There's no cancellation fee or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is that you let us know before the next billing is due if you are going to discontinue. Okay, so it's reoccurring each month on the
mm-hmm.
16th. If you're going to cancel it, let us know before the 16th, just so that we could stop your billing cycle. Okay, and that's it. There's
mm-hmm.
no, like, penalties or anything like that. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to process the payment. The payment clears. You'll get a full outline of the agreement in writing. So it's going to have all the products and features on that initial. Here, I'll show it to you. It'll have all the products and features. It'll have the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, cancellation, just as we disclose now in the verification. Okay. Sorry, I'm trying to knock it out quick.
That's fine.
Yeah, I mean, you got the house full of kids over there. You probably want to focus on them.
Well, it's Friday. Everybody's rearing to do something.
Yeah, I always feel bad for my wife when I get home from work. So I'm just like, yeah. Like, I woke up this morning and
yeah.
they were already, like, tearing the house up. And it was like 7 o'clock, and I was just closing the door, like, peeping through the hole, like, man. She just stared at me the whole way out. I'm like, good luck.
Yeah.
See you later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've been home a lot the last 6 weeks, so she's been working and I've been dealing with it all.
That's good. Yeah, I feel like they just kind of my wife's a tiny thing. She's 5'1", you know. So I feel like they just kind of run all over her, and then when I come in, they button it up a little bit. And you start like, okay,
yeah,
we could get whooped.
Yeah.
She won't whoop them. I'll whoop them.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm like, they need it. They're wild. Okay.
They do.
You should have the confirmations there. Yeah, I'm glad we agree on that. Some people I feel kind of crazy, and, you know, I'm like, if you don't discipline them, though, they just turn rotten, especially boys. Like, maybe you can have a daughter and not discipline them and, like, reason with them, but I feel like boys just,
right.
The reasoning's just not there until they get to, like, a certain age. My oldest is getting there, but my youngest is just, he's a little tornado.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I have the
subscription
the Monday. No,
oh,
I have
we're looking for the
schedule.
Okay, so the client interview technician messaged you. That's good.
No,
I want to stream.
Needed.
I want to streamline
welcome
everything.
Welcome to Local Flash.
Yep. I think is that the one. Hold on, I'm looking at them too. So the one that says it starts with your name. Actually, it'll say Zachary. Thank you for choosing Local Flash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And then it'll say, like, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Yeah, the emails are just coming in a little slow. I don't think I have that one yet.
Well, I texted them, too. So this should be in the texts. Yeah. If you don't want text messages moving forward, you can actually opt out of them in this file. Like, in this subscription terms. If you're like, hey, don't text me, just send emails. That's your preference.
Yep. I do have it, yeah. But just in case it messes anything up for the Google, my name, Zachary, is Z-A-C-H-A-R-Y.
Okay. Well, not it doesn't hurt Google, but I'm going to fix it, actually. So don't sign that one. And I want it to the invoice will still have your business name on it, so you'd be fine in that regard. But I don't want to call you out a name here. Okay. Update. And resend initial invoice with service agreement. And that is 100% my fault. I just kind of assumed and started rapid fire. I got the last name from
yeah.
it, but I didn't even ask about the first name.
Yeah. All right. And then what was that? Email? No. Okay.
Wait, what was that?
Kind of talking to myself a little bit.
Oh, okay. I was like, this thing cut out on us for a second there. Couldn't hear you. Okay. Update. All right. So it looks like we're all set. Client interview. As long as you have the outline of the agreement and the form for Google verification, we should be good to go. That's kind of your homework over the weekend. Like I said, we do have 24/7 customer service, so if you guys are working on it tomorrow or Sunday and you have questions, feel free to call in. I'm here Monday through Friday from 10 to 7 Eastern Standard, so you will see my direct extension in there if you'd rather just call me directly, but I'm only available at those times. So if it's after hours, you just have to hit 1
right.
to get a live operator. Okay.
Okay.
All right, and that'll conclude our initial setup process. So thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. Looking forward to getting things done the right way and establishing a long-term business relationship with you. Like I said, definitely get that other company out of your hair sooner rather than later, because once we get into that Google business profile, there's nothing that they're going to be able to do for you anyway. They're basically going to be barred from touching it. So address that, and then we could always revisit the conversation on Monday if you have any other questions about that or any of the other things moving forward. I sent you a couple of website demos, too. You'll see that in the text messages. So if you want to go over that with the other half over the weekend, too, and then kind of pick a general starting point, we'll get your website remodeled for you.
All right. Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, Zach. Well, you have a good weekend. Enjoy those kids, and I'll talk to you on Monday, okay?
All right. Appreciate it. Yeah, you too.
All right. You're welcome. Bye. Bye-bye.